Hello, listeners, and welcome to the world of Awe Island, now a member of the Quad Pod Podcast Network. Thank you for joining us today. Have you checked out our website recently? Visit aweisland.com to hear the latest episodes, explore our activities page, and learn more about the world of Awe Island. Visit aweisland.com. That's AHWAYISLAND.com.
Awe Islanders, are you looking for a favorite episode? You'll find it on patreon.com/Awe Island. That's patreon.com/Awe Island. Our Patreon members get access to our library of past episodes, plus an extra episode every week and special bonus content. And now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready to be calm on Awe Island? Before we begin, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Great job, everyone. Let's relax by taking a deep dragon breath together. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire, like a dragon. Are you ready? Deep breath, in and out. As you breathe out, feel your legs, back, and belly relax. Now picture a baby elephant hugged tight by its mother's trunk. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby elephant. As you imagine the elephant, let's take another deep dragon breath. Here we go. Deep breath in and out. As your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, imagine that you are the baby elephant held tightly in your mama elephant's trunk. You feel safe and loved. Now let's take one more deep dragon breath together. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and breathe out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Take a deep breath in and out. Now close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. And now, let's begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is propeller problems. Hawk Airplane was frowning. He hadn't said much of anything all day. Both things were unusual for the spunky little airplane. But no one had commented on it, because all of the aircraft were being inspected and having minor mechanical work done today. Hawk's close friends, Holly, Herb, and Hazel airplanes had been in and out of the hangar all day long, and there was a lot of hustle and bustle. There hadn't been much time for chatting or for checking in with each other. Hawk had been the first to be inspected this morning. Ever since then, he'd been feeling a little stressed. In general, Hawk was pretty daring and adventurous. He wasn't afraid to fly high, and he wasn't afraid to fly in bad weather. So why was he feeling anxious about what had happened this morning? To help himself relax, and to calmly think about why he might be feeling unsettled, Hawk took a deep dragon breath in and out. He replayed the events of the morning in his mind as he took another deep dragon breath in and out. Then he took one more deep dragon breath in and out. As he tried to calmly remember what had happened, the mechanics had taken Hawk outside into the bright morning sunlight to inspect him. They'd opened up his engine, fiddled around with some things inside, and took some notes. Then they closed up his engine again, gave him a pat, and said, "Looks good." Then they'd inspected his wings and his wheels. Again, "All good," they had said. Hawk had felt very proud that he was always in such good shape. Finally, the mechanics had looked at his propeller. One of the mechanics said, "Hmm," and the other made a sound with her tongue. Hawk didn't think either thing sounded very encouraging. Then, one of the mechanics spoke. "This propeller is in bad shape," she said. "Yes," the other mechanic agreed. "Unusual for a newer plane like this. Probably a manufacturing defect on the original propeller," said the first mechanic. "I've seen that once or twice before. Not a big deal, as long as we switch it out." Hawk's eyes had widened. Something was wrong with him? With his beautiful propeller? But Hawk had tried to stay calm as the mechanics took some more notes before bringing him back inside the hangar. "It wasn't a big deal," the mechanic had said. "No, it's not a big deal," Hawk said to himself. Once he was back in the hangar, "the mechanics said so, and they said I'm in great shape otherwise. Nothing to worry about." And yet, throughout the morning and afternoon, Hawk generally felt uneasy. He tried to push the propeller issue out of his mind, but it just kept bothering him. Finally, late that afternoon, all the airplanes were reunited in the hangar, finished with their inspections for the day. "Phew," said Holly. "Glad to be done with that. I don't like folks opening up my engine. None of their business." Hazel giggled. "But it is their business, Holly. They have to check to make sure you're safe to fly," she said. I know, said Holly, grinning. "But just because it has to be done doesn't mean I have to like it." "Well, I like it," said Hazel. "I feel better knowing that everything is working properly in my engines and with my wheels and all that." "And," she added with another giggle, "I guess I kind of like the attention." Herb, the oldest airplane, laughed. "That's very insightful of you, Hazel," he said. "But it's true. It's kind of nice to get some one-on-one time with the mechanics. They're always so busy. It's good to have some time where they can look at each of us in detail and make sure we're in good shape and safe to fly. Not that there's ever anything very much wrong with me, said Hazel. I sometimes wonder if we really need to be inspected so thoroughly. Everything's always fine. Hawk had been listening quietly to his friend's conversation. When Hazel said this, he instinctively pulled himself a little closer to the hangar wall and hoped no one would ask about his inspection. In the meantime, Herb replied, "Well, Hazel, remember you're a pretty new airplane. Just wait. You'll need to have stuff replaced eventually. Nothing wrong with that. Happens to everyone. I've been getting stuff fixed and replaced for years. It's just part of life." Hawk raised his eyebrows at this. But just then, Holly looked over at him. "Hey, Hawk, how did your inspection go today?" she asked. "Yes, Hawk, how are you today?" Herb asked kindly. Hazel looked at Hawk closely. "Hawk," she said, "you've been kind of quiet. Are you okay?" Hawk hesitated a moment. He wasn't sure he wanted to talk about this. But he had been feeling stressed all day, and he knew the best thing he could do for himself was to talk to his friends about how he was feeling. "Well," he said slowly, "I'm not sure. I'm kind of worried. The inspection didn't go great today." "Oh dear, what's wrong?" his friends asked all together. "Well," Hawk said unhappily, "the mechanic said there's a manufacturing defect with my propeller, and it needs to be replaced." Hazel's eyes grew big. "Oh no," she exclaimed in shocked accents. "Hazel, it's fine," said Holly a little sharply. "Hawk," she said more gently. "Hawk, it's okay, don't worry. You're going to be fine." "I am?" asked Hawk uncertainly. "Yes," agreed Herb. "Totally fine." "Can you tell us why you are worried exactly?" he asked softly. Now Hawk had to really think. He'd felt a little stressed all day, but why had he felt worried? He wasn't sure. So he thought hard now. Finally, he said, "I guess I'm worried because it's something new for me. I've never had any of my parts replaced before. And I'm worried it's going to hurt when they switch my propellers out. Plus, I feel bad that there's something wrong with me. I've always been in perfect shape before." As Hawk finished talking, his friends all nodded understandingly. "I get it, Hawk," said Hazel. "I'd be nervous too." "Yes, it's understandable," said Holly. "And thank you for telling us. You've been worrying all day, haven't you?" she added with a sympathetic smile. "I'm glad you finally got a chance to talk to us about it." "Yes," said Herb. "Because Holly and I can tell you, it's going to be okay. We've both been through this before, haven't we, Holly?" "Yes," said Holly. "I've had my wheels replaced several times. I've had things swapped out in my engine, too. It's sometimes a little uncomfortable and irritating, maybe ticklish, but it doesn't hurt. The mechanics are really good at their jobs." "And I've had my entire tail replaced," said Herb. "I had an accident. Hit a piece of concrete on the runway. That was embarrassing, but kind of hilarious after it was all over. Made a good story." "This is totally normal, Hawk. And you should never feel bad about having to have something fixed or replaced, Hawk," said Holly. "It's just part of life. Things happen. Things break. It's okay. The important thing is to get fixed, so that when you're up in the air, you're safe and anyone riding inside you is safe." Hawk nodded. "Thank you," he said. I think I just needed to talk with someone about what was making me nervous. I feel better already. That's good, Holly said. And on the day you get your propeller replaced, we'll all be here to support you, and so will the mechanics. Hawk smiled. Thank you, everybody. By now, it was getting dark outside the hangar. The airplanes all said goodnight to each other. Tired after their busy inspection day. Hawk yawned as he settled into his spot in the hangar. He stretched out his wings a little and then relaxed them. The floor of the hangar felt comfortingly solid. He looked around at his friends in the hangar and felt full of peace as he thought of all he had to be grateful for. The little airplane felt grateful for his cozy spot in the warm and dry hangar. He took a deep dragon breath in and out. Hawk felt grateful to the mechanics for being able to fix his propeller so he could fly safely again. He took another deep dragon breath in and out. Most of all, Hawk was grateful for his friends who had observed his anxiety and helped him work through it. He felt fine now and ready to sleep. Hawk closed his eyes and smiled. He took one final deep dragon breath in and out. His mind quieted, and Hawk fell asleep, dreaming of soaring safely through the skies of Awe Island with his shiny new propeller. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.